Greetings and welcome to Complexity Talk Radio, Complexity Live with your host, Dr. Donna Maria Colbreth. You may call us to share your thoughts, to pose a question, or to give a general comment by dialing 914-338-1308. And now, Dr. Colbreth.
Greetings, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. Welcome to Complexity Talk Radio, Complexity Live. For Thursday, January 7th, 2016, this is our first year, our first show of 2016, which I'm excited about. I've been busy, guys. 2015 was a really busy year. A lot of great stuff happened. It's just been wonderful. So tonight, we're going to do, I'm going to go through, because it's the first of the year, and really talk about rising to the top in 2016, personally, professionally, and socially. And I think this is the perfect time to do a show because we're still in January. We're just on day 7 in the new year. And this promises to be a rewarding year. But before I get into everything, let me go over and give you some announcements because you know me, I may forget. And it's important that I make these announcements. Well, the first thing, good news, is with the Journal of Colorism Studies. As you know, we were supposed to publish our second issue in December of this year, but the Editorial Advisory Board decided to reopen the call for submissions. So right now, we actually have two calls for submissions out. The call for submissions that we reopened was the one celebrating, embracing, and empowering girls and women of color, where the Editorial Advisory Board is looking more for essays, and they want more of an inclusion of essays from young women, girls, teens, and preteens as well. So, in all fairness, to give students time to write the essays, we extended that call for submissions through April of this year, which gives us more than enough time to get the essays in, and we're looking mainly for essays. So that's open. Then the second call for submissions, Race and Color and Education, closes at the end of, I believe, February. That one is also open now. So it's going to be a busy year for JOCS, as we will be putting out two issues this year, which is exciting. And excited to know that Professor Sammy Benson has joined the Editorial Advisory Board as the assistant editor, which is great. Dr. Selena Rogers will be joining us as an editor and a section editor as well. And to my good friend, Dr. Selena Rogers, you're in my prayers for a speedy recovery. With regard to NGWCC, this is so awesome, guys. Really awesome. We have merged I Am Beautiful Global with the National Girls and Women of Color Council, Inc., and I Am Beautiful Global will now serve as the vision for girls, teens, and preteens. That'll be the division of NGWCC. So we're excited about that merger. This is going to be pretty awesome with the merger, bringing them together. So instead of us having just I Am Beautiful Global separate for girls, teens, and young women, there'll now be that division within the National Girls and Women of Color Council. As of this date, they're going to maintain their separate websites because they're both so awesomely put together. However, there is a link on each website that will take you to, there's a link on I Am Beautiful's website that will take you to NGWCC, and there's a link on NGWCC's website that will take you to I Am Beautiful. So we're excited about that. I am, like, over the top thrilled about this merger and the great opportunities and where we're going. Also, with this merger, because we're going to be much bigger, we put out a call to recruit board of directors. And the way I think it's going to end up is that we will have, the, you know, of course, the regular board of directors, and we will have the task forces set up and people in charge of the division for the I Am Beautiful Global Division and the Women's Division in each separate area. So this is really great. It's a lot of work, but we're excited. We have ideas for so many great programs and events this year. We're going to have a great deal of exciting new adventures. That's how I'll classify them as adventures in 2016. Another update with National Girls and Women of Color Council's resource page. Do not forget, if you would like to have your book, your business, your websites listed in our resource directory, which is on our website, please fill out the form. It's on ngwcc.org's website. You would click the resources tab, and it'll take you right there, and there's a form you can fill out with the information and send to us. If we have any additional questions about your information that you would like to have included, we will contact you and let you know. And then also what I wanted to say was to all of the extraordinary women who appeared as guests on the National Girl and Women of Color talk radio series last year that ran from October to December, I want to send out a warm thank you to everyone. The episodes were exciting. We had so many people listening, received such great reviews. Our listener base for Complexity Talk Radio has grown significantly. We are over 47,000 listeners worldwide, and that to me is like the icing on the cake. We've been doing this since 2012, and to have that number of listeners in such in this period of time is just awesome. So again, to our listeners, I want to thank you for listening, for tuning in. Know that I am beautiful. That Complexity Talk Radio is available. The archives are available on ComplexityTalkRadio.com's website, as well as our link to Podbean. We have a Podbean account where all of our shows are archived in Podbean, which is awesome. And we're getting hits, so many listens, rather, for the show through Podbean. We are also on iTunes. On top of that, later this year, if not within a couple of months, we're going to actually start taking sponsors and advertisements for the talk radio show, because we're at that point where I believe we need to be getting sponsors and advertisers. So things have been going well. Yeah, busy. So enough on that. So let's talk about what have I been doing. Well, been busy writing books. You know, the book on colorism for girls and women, and for the student success book. It's been a lot of work, writing articles, working on NGWCC, and as a result of all of my projects from that I've been working on, I've met such a great group of colleagues, and many of who have become really good friends, all through the projects, the Colorism Project, I Am Beautiful, NGWCC, the talk radio show, Complexity Publishing, Complexity Magazine, the talk, everything coming together so well, so I could never be happier. With regard to, as a result of working with this awesome group of women for the launch of NGWCC and the talk radio show, we submitted proposals and ideas for conferences, and we will be presenting at conferences. I believe one is in New Orleans a couple of months, and another one is in February. Myself, Dr. Danielle Joy Davis, I can't remember the other two women's names, but we have a, we're going to be doing presentations as a result of our collaborations together, focusing on girls and women of color, so we're excited about that, and it is indeed exciting when you have your work that you submitted, selected for presentations at conferences and everything. So we're excited about that. I have been completing like grant applications like crazy for NGWCC, and it's been so much. And I'm working on two more, which I plan on getting out by Monday morning. So it's just been great. Now that 2015 is over, I am grateful and thankful for all of my blessings and the success and accomplishments. To the listeners for the talk radio show, to everyone who's involved with every single project that I have going, thank you. Thank you, and I wish you guys the best in 2016. Happiness, great health, prosperity, success in 2016. So, speaking of 2016, how's it going for you so far? 7 days in to the new year, And so far for me, guys, it's been really, other than being busy, it's been interesting. It's been good. I still have not taken down my Christmas tree or my decorations, but normally I like to leave them up every year until Martin Luther King's birthday. And I know that is a bit much, but I do like to leave them up. My tree is still up, still turned on. And it's so funny because today one of my dogs walked over to the tree, and they never bother it. And she grabbed the branch and she started tugging it. Like she was saying to me, hey, look, it's enough of this. Take it down. We need our space back. But I'll get to it and get it down. But let's talk about 2016. What I did prior to the end of the year, I wrote this really awesome article, essay rather, and it was titled Preparing for Great Accomplishments in 2016. So that article is going to be the basis of the talk in the tonight for the show. What I found to be really incredible and noteworthy is that new conversations with friends and colleagues toward the end of the year. You know, we all get together and we're talking about, you know, the goals that we've accomplished, what we did not accomplish, our dreams, where we're going to go to in 2016. And it was amazing because originally I hosted a show, I think it was December 10th, and that show was about refusing to settle. And, you know, it was about girls and women of color, you know, setting high standards, refusing to settle, letting anyone think that you need to lower your standards, your expectations, personally, professionally, or socially. And what we found interesting throughout all of our conversations and as a result of the talk radio show is that sometimes we just float right out of one year into the next year. But I think what's going to be significant is how we actually write the 2016 chapter in the book of our lives. And what I like always refer to the year is a chapter in your life. So say for 2015, I wrote my 2015 chapter. 2016, I'm writing my 2016 chapter. So the biggest question is like, are you really prepared to really live an awesome 2016? Are you prepared to make your dreams turn into reality? Are you prepared to make 2016 the best year ever for you? You know, when you think about it and you ask yourself, okay, have I identified my personal, professional, and social goals for this year? What do I plan on doing? You know, what am I going to do personally? What accomplishments do I want to achieve professionally and even socially? Because what I found out, I'm not going to tell you my age, which you guys probably know, but as you continue to travel on your journey in life, you find out that with each passing year, of course, you gain more wisdom, you change, you grow, your mind expands, you think and see and view people and life and situations at a different level. And sometimes, you know, again, going back to conversations with friends and colleagues, it's funny because a lot of them said, yes, I accomplished all of my personal goals, social, somewhat professional, no. And it was funny because when we all started talking about it, we realized that a lot of our group did not accomplish their personal goals. A lot of them felt stagnated in their careers, dead-end jobs. They just weren't happy, unfulfilled. And I know the feeling because I've been there, done it. And then we switched the conversation more so to talk about removing negative people, those toxic negative people who just annoy the living daylights out of you sometimes. We talked about them. So tonight what I want to do is look at, you know, are you prepared to make this a great year? You know, have you identified the goals that you would like to achieve in this year? You know, asking yourself is whether you feel or believe that you're stagnated because of toxic people, jobs, situations. And, you know, my favorite all the time, you know, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old issues? You know, the drama, the same situations or people. You know, sometimes we have to look at it realistically and say, okay, you know what, it's time for a change. And I remember about maybe months ago, so I was walking on campus and I was saying to someone, I said, insanity is, and before I could even finish the definition, a lady walking by said, it's doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result. And sometimes what I think we don't realize, and not saying that it's insanity, but sometimes we do continue with the same routine, the same pattern of behavior, same eating style, doing the same things and not really trying to change how we do things in life. And then we wonder sometimes why we can't reach the finish line or we're not accomplishing goals or things just aren't working the way we want them, you know, to work out. So maybe it's time for a change in the way you think, believe, feel, act, interact, and react with people. You get to a point where you say, okay, you know what, maybe I need to change the way I'm doing A, B, C, or D. And perhaps once I make that change, then things will go the way I want them or I think they should go. So it's time to change, and it's good. There's nothing wrong with change. Change can be good, can be exhilarating, can take you to new heights. So you look at changing the way you think, the way you live, and the way you feel about your life, your job, and other people in your inner circle. So in 2016, let's focus on living fulfilling and significant lives, looking at accomplishing goals, no matter how small, as long as you accomplish them. And then look at turning your dreams into your colorful reality. That's the key. And I always say this, and you guys know this is my quote, and I'm known for this. Define yourself for yourself and keep rising to the top. Well, when I make that that statement, rather, I call it my little personal mantra. I mean simply, you know, defining yourself for yourself, who you are, your goals, your dreams, living your life through your eyes. You know, looking at setting up how you're going to proceed in life, how you're going to accomplish goals, how you're going to travel on this journey to reach your destination that you plan you want to go to on your terms, by your standards, on your time. Meaning that you dress for you, you fix your hair that in a style or way that makes you happy, where you don't seem like you have to always, you don't have to buy into the one-size-fits-all mentality or stereotype. Know that you can be bigger, better, and bolder than you've ever been in your entire life. And the key to all of this, gang, is realizing that the power to change your life is within you. The power to change your circumstances is within you. And I think sometimes we forget about that inner power, that power within you, that it has to be, you have to focus more on positive thought processes, removing negativity, not allowing negative people, issues, situations. If you had an argument with someone and it was a thing, you know, you're not speaking to them, don't dwell on it. Move on. If there are people in your life and they didn't act right, they didn't treat you right, whatever the situation may be, move on. Don't dwell on it. One thing that I don't do, I don't dwell on. If it happened, okay, end of story. I move on. And sometimes we have to realize that if we're trying to grow and reach higher ground in life, you know, and I'll talk about this later on, you know, in the show, sometimes you just can't take everybody with you. You have to sever the ties sometimes. It could be that perhaps your inner circle may have people within it who are not intentionally at all, but unintentionally they could be holding you back because they may be negative, or you may be sharing your dreams with them, like, I'm going to do A, B, C, or D, I'm going to do that, and their response may be, oh, that's crazy, why would you want to do that? Do you really think you could be successful at doing that? See, that's the negativity. And although it may be unconscious on their part, it's still a form of negativity. That the inner voice inside of you is saying, wow, John Doe or Jane Doe said that, I'm not being realistic, that I'm dreaming too big. Here's the bottom line, guys. No dream is ever too big. It's never too bold. If you don't dream and dream in color, and this is something I've referenced in prior shows, when you dream in color, when you envision your future with, let's say if you plan on going to law school, you plan on becoming a doctor, or you plan on buying a house within 5 or 6, 7 months, when you think about it and you dream about it, do it in color. actually visualize whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And keep visualizing and keep being positive. Talk about it. Think about it. Focus in on it. If you have to have a picture in your mirror to look at it, do that. But it's all about the positive thought processes. And, you know, this also goes back to reminding you that the words that you speak and the way you think have the power to transcend your life. So if you go around saying, there's no way I'm going to get this new job. They're not going to hire me. They're going to want somebody who's better, who has more experience. You are already limiting yourself. But you don't ever want to get to the point of putting limits on you. When you open your mouth and you say, well, I'm not going to apply because I won't get the job, you're limiting yourself. If you say, I applied for it, but I don't think I'll get a return phone call, you're putting limits on yourself. Don't do that. And all that you do, if you're trying to achieve a goal, you're trying to reach higher ground, you're trying to accomplish something, when you put it into motion and you put it out there in the universe, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm working on. Number one, you don't have to tell the whole world. But the most important thing to remember is that think positive about everything that you want to do. I can just share an example with you. Before the end of the year, I said to someone who jumped all over me about not having book signings and going out to market the books, Live Life Beautiful, and Living Life Fabulous at 50. And this person said to me, have you gone out to do book signings? I haven't had time. And that was my response. I just don't have the time to schedule a book signing and go somewhere and do the book signing. And the response to me was, well, then you don't want to sell books. And I'm like, well, we know the books have been selling really great. But then I started thinking about it, and I said, well, you know what? I just limited myself right when I made that comment. I don't have the time. No, is it that I really did not have the time, or I wasn't willing to try and squeeze the time into my schedule? So that's what you have to think about. And as you continue on your journey and you're looking at defining you and who you are, it is so important to remember that to live your life through your eyes, through your standards, by your terms. Don't let other people dictate to you what you should be wearing, how you should be styling your hair, the best career that they think is best for you, because what happens is that when you start allowing other people to push their dreams or what they believe you should be doing or where they believe you should be going, when they force that on you, although you may accept and say, okay, I guess I could go do this, somewhere down the line, sooner rather than later, you get that little wake-up buzz in your ear and you're like, what in the heck am I doing? This is not what I wanted to do. This isn't me. I settled. I pushed my dreams on the sidebar because someone else told me my dreams were unrealistic, that I was dreaming too big, that I wanted too much. There's no such thing. No such thing. So don't let other people, you know, force their will on you. Don't let them tell you that, hey, you want to go do AB. Let me give you another example, gang. I like writing plays, and I wrote a play a couple years ago, and then I went back through it. I pulled it back down from funding because I wanted to revise it and add this and add that to it. And I put it on the sidebar. So then I picked it back up, and I set a goal. I said by January 10th, I was going to have it revised and ready to go. Here's the good thing. When I pulled the play back and I read over it and reviewed it and made changes and modifications, on and on and on, it turned out to be better than I could have ever imagined that it would be. So I said to a friend the other day, a lot of my friends are like, hey, get this out there. We can't wait. This is going to be an awesome play. Well, of course, everyone, when you write, you want to think that your work is the greatest thing in the world because you wrote it. And it's so interesting because a lot of my colleagues and friends said to me, this is going to be so awesome. Can't wait for you to drop this up there. But imagine this. Imagine if I listened to one person who said to me, oh, you're being unrealistic. Why would you want to go to be a playwright or an author and you're in education? I'm like, because it's my dream. And you guys know me. I'm a behind-the-scenes person. I'm not the up-in-your-face, up-front person. I like to do all the work and the background work, and I like to stay in the background and then push something forward. and stand back and look at it. And for me and the play, the more I revised, added, did all my little fancy work with it, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with my characters. The point that I'm making here, gang, is that you have a dream. Pursue your dream. There's nothing worse. I love talking to senior citizens, and I have really good relationships with a couple of them, and I love listening to them talk about, you know, share wisdom with you, their journeys, their experiences. But what I found has stopped me a lot of times is when I hear them say, I wish that I had done, and whatever it is that they didn't do. And this is why it's so important to make sure that you're living your life with passion and with purpose, that you are fulfilling your dreams. Even if your dream is to have your own big business and you can't do it because you need to work a regular job to pay the bills, that is fine. But when you're not at work, focus on putting it together. You know, you leave work, you come home, you spend time with your friends, family, whoever. You know, you allow for that personal time for yourself and then allow enough time for you to begin or continue working on pursuing your dreams. If it's writing a book, then allocate maybe an hour and a half every day before you go to bed. If you take a train to work, write on the train if you can. Use your lunch hour to write. But if you're trying, the point here is that if you're trying to achieve a goal, it's hard work. It's perseverance. It's sacrifice. It's determination. It's saying to yourself when perhaps you may just feel like laying around watching a television show and you're trying to achieve that goal of, say, starting your own business, you need to be working on that business plan. Work on it. And as with everything in moderation, you still have to allow that me time for you. And it's important for you to understand that if this is your dream, you know, are you preparing yourself for that journey on which you'll be able to pursue your dream and focus on reaching the finish line? And as with everything, you make plans. If you're planning to start a business, make those backup plans. There's no guarantee that anything is ever going to go 100% the way you would like it to go. We all know that. That's life. But if you have faith, you believe in you, you work very hard, you go the extra mile, you never know how it'll pay off for you. So examine your life. Look at your goals. You know, what have you planned to achieve by a certain age? If you're 40 and you say by 45 you're going to achieve these seven major events or things, then start working on them. And as with everything, time, you may make mistakes. You may stumble. You may fall. But that is okay. Because all you do is get up, stand up straight, dust yourself off, and start again. I cannot tell you the number of times I've had people say to me, oh, Doc, you don't know. I tried it, and it didn't work out, and it fell apart. Okay, so what? It fell apart, and that's it in the story. If it's important to you, if it's something that you're truly passionate about, just because you try it one time and it didn't go the way you thought it would go, sit back, evaluate the steps, the actions that you took. Maybe you could have done things differently. Maybe you didn't need to do something that you did. Maybe you didn't do enough. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. At the end of the day, what matters most is that you try it again, that you're willing to put in that hard work and that effort. One quote that I love to say is from John Johnson, and he goes on to talk about if you can somehow think and dream of success in small steps, every step that you take gives you strength to go on. And I think I have that right. Supposed to be a quote. But the bottom line of it is that at the end of the day, you do not want to turn 80, 85, even 70 and say, darn it, why the heck didn't I do this? And it's never too late to start, but sometimes if whatever your dream or your goal that you intended to achieve is really, you know, huge, you need time. So do it now. If you wanted to start a blog, start writing a blog. I'm encouraging my students, well, this year when I taught my students, I encourage them to start writing. You know, write a professional blog about whatever it is you're going into. Write a blog about life in general, about goals and dreams and achievements, and perseverance. You know, you can start a journal, write poetry, write short stories. Whatever it is that floats your boat, don't be afraid of stepping out there and trying it. And I always get this backwards. I think you step out in grace and faith will lift you higher. Step out there. With all of my projects that I have, gang, I have maybe 13 projects. I stepped out on grace and said, okay, I'm going to try this. This is my passion. This is something I'm passionate about. And I'm going to try it. And I've had people say to me, oh, stop, you're doing too much. You can't do this. That's enough. Just do that. But that was not my, those were not my dreams or my, it was my vision. My vision was to do everything that I'm doing. And of course, within moderation, but if I wanted to get it out there, I got it out there. And step by step, one day at a time, one task at a time, you can achieve and accomplish your goals. And it's all about being determined. It's about you saying to yourself, okay, I'm trying to reach this goal. I'm trying to accomplish this task. I'm trying to do A, B, C, or D. But your friends may say, hey, Friday night we're going skiing. We're going white water rafting. We're going clubbing, whatever it is they may be doing. And you know that your time is of the essence for you, that your time is very precious. Then you have to make a decision. Do I want to go hang out with the crew, or do I want to stay in and work on my project? That's a decision, that's a call that you have to make. And it all, you know, you can do a half-half, we do a 50-50, say, okay, I'll go out with him for an hour and then come home and get back into my project. But be firm with the deadlines that you set. Be dedicated and committed. And most importantly, it's so important to understand that it's okay to make mistakes. We're not perfect. We can step out on things, step out on a project, step out on an idea. You make a mistake, it's okay. Then start again. But use the mistakes as tools to help you grow. That it's so important. You know, and it's so important also when you start looking at being successful and reaching the top in 2016, set yourself up. You set yourself up to win big and in style. And you do that by raising the bar, holding yourself to high standards and high expectations, and refuse to lower them even for you. Because everything that I've accomplished and I set out to achieve in my life, guys, it's been hard work. Those of you who know me, you know I've done the 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning thing. I took on a full-time teaching position last year, and one of the tasks that I had was to develop a new program. And guys, when I tell you, I was working 10, 12-hour days just on the program, on the development. You know, it's the research. You have to do the research, make sure it makes sense, collect data. Be prepared to analyze that data, to present it in a report, then doing research of the type of programs and what would work and what would not work. Guys, when I tell you I was doing 10 to 12-hour days, to such a degree, all of my projects were put on hold, everything. Even if you guys notice, I missed some episodes of the talk radio show. Because up to today, I 10 to 12 hours a day is a lot to put in at a job. Especially when I'm just a professor. I'm not an administrator. But because I like to make sure that anything that I put out there is quality and that it's good, I work hard. The extra mile. To make sure that what I produce is something that's quality. And after I produce it, if you don't like it, okay, I'll do something different. Last year, my job I was at put together a whole awesome program, new degree program with 12 concentrations, 12 certificates. Then I decided to turn it in, put it inside of an institute. So I developed an institute and had little areas within it. And they didn't like it because they're not ready for change. But they're not ready to expand, open their minds, and look at the reality of what is needed for helping students, and especially students of color, be prepared for the 21st century workforce with knowledge, skills, and abilities. They weren't prepared for that. And they didn't reject it, and they didn't accept it. My feelings were not hurt because I'm like, okay, whatever. Because I did my best. I put my best out there, and it was good. It was so good, guys, until when I sent it to colleagues at colleges and universities, they loved it. They're like, hey, we want this. This is awesome. So they said to me, this isn't good. It's a new, we want to do something different. Go do this. Oh, I've been working on the second part. The point that I'm making to you is that in anything that you do, when you put it out there, it may not be what you put out there, it may not be what somebody likes. That's okay. The key, guys, to being successful and reaching the top is you don't take things personal. Stand your ground and be firm and be able to explain logically why what you're trying to do makes sense and the benefits that will come from that. But if they don't see it, that's on them. That is their problem. It is not yours. You take it, you tuck it away, and you use it somewhere else, because there will be a time when you'll be able to use it again. So if you're writing a book and you give it to a couple of friends and they review it and they're like, ah, this is garbage, what's wrong with you? They didn't see what you saw when you were writing. And maybe you need to enhance it. Maybe you need to do it better. But don't let that be the marker that limits you. Don't ever allow anyone to limit you. Do not allow people to make you think that you are inferior and that they are superior to you. And you guys know me. I have zero tolerance for racism, ignorance, stupidity, and nonsense that is intentional. I have zero tolerance, and I will snatch you up about it, and I don't care who you are. If you're making negative comments, statements, or you're doing the wrong, I'm going to call you on it. So don't be afraid of standing firm in your convictions or your beliefs. Don't allow people to make you waver or question yourself. If you're confident in what you're doing, you're confident in you. Don't allow anyone to make you waver. I can tell you this, guys, as I sit here tonight and tell you this, there's not a person out here, well, let me correct myself, except my mom, of course, who can, you know, make you waver with stuff, because mom is always right, you know that. No matter what you say or do, mom is always going to be right. But my mom, oh yeah, I'll back down and shut up. But other than that, if it's something professionally, and I've done the research, and I have the data, because, you know, data, a lot of stuff that you do in life is data-driven, you know, for doing reports and everything. But you don't let people make you waver. You don't make them make you think, oh, this wasn't good because they didn't like it. They didn't like it because they didn't get it. That's how you look at it. And you keep on keeping on. Never allow yourself, and I cannot say this enough, a good friend of mine, back in Jersey, Eugene Nelson, Tad Nelson, passed away. I remember years ago he said to me when I was younger, he used to call me Pumpkin. He said, Pumpkin, listen to me. Don't ever, no matter what you do in your life or where you go, make any A-double-S make you think that you are inferior, and never allow any A-double-S to make you think that they allow you to think that they are superior to you. Never forget that. No matter where you go or what you do in life. And you know what, guys? I always remember that. And here's the thing. You show respect. You're professional. But at the same time, don't allow people to tear you down because of their own insecurities, own inadequacies, or because they don't know. You know, it goes back to you stand for something and you fall for anything. At the end of the day, stand firm in your convictions. Believe in you. Don't allow people to limit you or your opportunities of where you can go and what you can do. If you're working at a job and they don't see the value that you bring to the table, they don't get it, and you see that they are having problems because they don't get it, then it's time for you to move on. Go somewhere new and different where you can be appreciated, where you can grow. Don't allow yourself to be stagnated by anyone for any reason. When you start looking at yourself and you say, okay, 2016, I'm going to hit the top. I'm going to hit the ground running, and this is my year to accomplish great things. My attitude, guys, before 2016 even remotely close to being here, I planned what I was going to accomplish in 2016, and I'm going to do it. And I will not allow anyone, any situation, or anything within, you know, reason, of course, so you can control, to stop me. because that means you have to sever ties, you have to resign from jobs, you have to get away from people, find something new, and that's what you do. But I just can't embrace anyone putting their dreams and goals on hold because someone else doesn't see the bigger picture that you do. And sometimes when we're dreaming and we have goals and we vision our lives being a certain way, maybe sometimes it is unrealistic, but that's okay. As long as you understand your focus, your mission, and where you're going, what you're trying to do. You know, use common sense. Don't think, hey, I'm going to go buy a 15-story skyscraper and have a helicopter pad on top within by the end of this year. Of course, unless you hit the lottery or you come with some super great invention or you get a super great job. But, you know, be realistic. Use common sense when you're setting your goals, especially personal goals. You can commit to, and I think this is so important personally, you know, whether you want to commit to eating healthy and exercising daily, completing a degree, changing your style, spending quality time, you know, with family and friends, preparing yourself to buy your dream home, saving for retirement, any of these things, you know, consider redecorating. I love home renovation projects. I love building walls and frames and the sheetrock and the designing the rooms. And I did that in my basement, I think it was last year, the year before last. Redesigned my whole basement. I drew the album, drew the little blueprints, and said to my husband, let's get busy. And we did it together. So I love home improvement. I love wood art. Love building things. And it's funny because when people look at me, they're like, oh, my gosh, I would never dream that you were that tight. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I love home improvement projects. My project for this year, I'm going to redecorate the room, my bedroom and my kitchen. Why? Time for a change. But the key here, guys, is that it's about it's a personal goal of mine for 2016. You know, redecorate the bedroom. And redecorate, you know, renovate through the kitchen over. Those are goals. I set them. They're realistic. Did I set a timeline? And here's the funniest thing you're going to laugh about. Yeah, December 31st, 2016 is when it will be completed. Because I'm being realistic. Because I know I'm busy. I have projects. I have goals. You know, I plan on by this year finishing at least one of the books that I'm writing on and getting it finished. I didn't do it in 2015 because I was just so busy. But I use my weekends, my Friday night, my Saturdays, and my Sundays, they are my research time. And I do not waver. I do not allow anything, you know, within reason, of course, to take me off that routine because I've set goals. And if I know that I've set these goals to achieve, you know, to finish something by a date, then that means Friday night, Saturday or Sunday, if I don't have anything else planned, it's my time to work on my projects and my research. Monday through Friday, I don't give a time. Because I'm working full-time and I'm developing a new program. It's just 10, 12-hour days, like I told you. So I put aside my weekends for all of my projects. And I work on them, and nothing and no one, unless someone gets sick or it's a family emergency or something with one of my dogs. Other than that, I'm working. So set, sometimes you have to allow time, put time aside to work on your personal projects or your goals. If you know that you want to start a nonprofit organization, you're working a 9-to-5 job. When you come home, you deal with the children, your husband or a significant other, dinner, getting outfits ready for the next day, checking homework perhaps, or just maybe something else. You may be exhausted by the end of the night. So then you can say to yourself, okay, what day in the weekend can I use to put into this? Or can I allow myself 1 to 2 hours every night to work on my personal project? Don't let yourself become so consumed, especially if you're in a job and you know it's not really where you want to be. Don't allow yourself to become so stressed that you can't get to your projects and you can't achieve your goals. It's not worth it. To me, it's not worth it. So think smart. You know, it could be something where you're planning a trip, where you want to take a stand on social issues, or something as simple as writing your memoirs. Do it. Sit down, schedule time, and get it done. Most importantly, guys, it's so important to have personal time. Time alone, time for you to simply relax, reflect, get your rest, rebalance, and rejuvenate. You need that downtime for you. And it doesn't matter if you spend that time at home alone for one day, just relaxing. You know, it could be reading a book, listening to your favorite music, maybe doing some task or chores in the home, meditating, doing some deep soul searching, working on your hobby, writing, whatever it may be, a nice long walk, a day at the spa. Whatever it is that you decide to do, it is so important to make sure that you allow for yourself to have personal time. You know, you want to be able to say to yourself, okay, here are my goals for 2016 personally. I'm doing this. And when I say rise to the top in 2016, that means you personally. What do you consider the top for you? Not by somebody else's standards, by your standards. That is what's so important to understand. You know, focus in on your psychological, your emotional, your physical, and your social well-being in 2016. Are you there? Are you making sure that you're okay in each one of those areas? And it's something that's important to remember that regardless of how you spend your personal time, you know, make sure it's time that is seriously dedicated for your psychological, emotional, physical, and social well-being and your growth. It is so important. And I found this out that, you know, when you're balanced, when you can find a way of finding balance in your life across the board, you'll note how other areas of your life, they just seem to flow in a good direction, and you get that good sense of like, wow, I'm feeling good. This feels good. I feel good. You know, you'll then see yourself being able to open up in positive channel and, you know, channel positive energy and your thought processes on a positive level. Think positive thoughts. I can do this. I'm going to get this done. I am a success story. You have to think positive about everything that you do. And don't allow anyone make you think that, okay, she's just a little bit too positive for me. Have you ever seen people or heard or had people say things like that to you? You have to get rid of them. They have to go. It's important that when you take that time to just rest, relax, when you find that balance in your life, you'll see that you'll emerge rejuvenated. You're going to be rebalanced. You're going to be refocused on accomplishing your goals. You know, it's all about these positive thoughts, and I can't say that enough. And you have to, you know, and refuse to allow those negative people or those toxic people or any thoughts, any negative toxic thoughts enter into your space. And it's so easy because you can be so hyped up about achieving a goal, and here comes the negative Nancy's along the path with the negativity. Tune them out. If it's someone who's in your personal life, cut them loose, and I'll talk more about them later on. But your thoughts, and I said this earlier, and the words that you speak can have the power to determine your destiny. So you want to make sure that you're thinking positive. Don't allow yourself to even begin to doubt what you're trying to do. If that little negative doubt monster pops into the picture, squash them. If you have to write things down to help you, you can do it. You guys should see my office. I have like 6 bulletin boards up on one wall. And each one is split in half and dedicated, you know, for certain projects. And, you know, every day I make a habit of, I got to the point where I got sick of putting things on my phone because the alarm would go off in the phone to remind me of something and I would ignore it because I was busy doing something. But I make it a habit every night before I go to bed. I write a list of the things that I will accomplish the next day or that need to get done. And I, you know, the little old-fashioned day timers, little binders, little mini loose leaves. I still carry one of them. Yes, we're in a digital age. Yes, everyone is using cell phones and iPads for that. I have like 3 iPads, with the iPad and two tablets. And besides with the computers, it's so funny because those alarms go off and I'm like, okay, check. And then guess what? I don't go back. But if I have it in writing, because I'm a visual person, it's better for me. I can look at my little list and check it off. And then at the end of the week, normally I go back and look at the phone and say, yes, I did that or I did this. At the end of the day, do what works for you. But make sure you're planning realistically. You're setting realistic goals to achieve. That you're not setting yourself up to accomplish something that you know is highly, highly unrealistic and may really, really cause you a large, you know, great deal of stress. And everything in moderation. And you can rise to what you consider your top personally in 2016. Remember, the key is defining you for you. Define yourself for yourself, not for anybody else. One thing I think that makes me so unique and successful with what I do, everybody said, I define myself for myself. I have a unique different style of dress, from the way I wear my hair to my style, my demeanor. It's just, that's just natural. But I don't try to be someone who I'm not to appease other people, because what you see is what you get. It is that simple. So when I say define yourself, that's what I mean. Be yourself. Be original. It is okay to be unique, and it's okay to be different. I pride myself in the fact that I'm different, and I can really give a rat-a-tat-ta if people don't like the fact that I'm different. Because I'm doing me. I'm living my life through my eyes. And that is what's so important to understand, being an individual. You calling your shots and declaring, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get it done. Do not forget, whether it's personal, professional, or socially, you know, have backup plans. And what I did this past year with my students, I gave them my student success plan where they set out career, personal, professional goals. And what I always tell students, and I tell everybody this, always have a backup plan. Just in case you have a just-in-case moment. So in other words, if I have plan A, when I write out plan A, I make a B, C, and a D. And when I'm working in plan A, should something happen where I'm not able to fulfill or complete plan A as I've designed it, I can move on to plan B and modify it if necessary. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But the key to being successful in anything that you're doing is having a plan and several backup plans. And here's the funniest thing. If you ever find yourself having gone through plan A, plan B, and you're about to pick up plan C, you need to start writing some additional plans just in case you have some more just-in-case moments. And it is okay when you have these moments. You're not perfect. What matters is that you're trying, to achieve the goal that you took the guts. You're up, you're working on it, and you're trying to achieve it. You're trying to reach your finish line. That's what matters most. Professionally, and I wrote about this in the article on professional accomplishments in 2016, where a colleague of mine makes six figures a year. We talk to each other maybe three or four times a year. And we've been really, I would not even say colleague, we're good friends. And we have this really awesome, unique relationship. And when he called me this year, always a week before, about two or three weeks before the holidays, and we were talking about our careers and our jobs, and we were complaining and groveling and sharing and laughing. And finally he said, I said, well, how are things going? You know, how do you like it? And he said to me, I've never been more miserable in my life. And here I am, a man, at this age, making six figures. People would think I should be happy. I'm miserable. I hate the job. I hate the people that I have to work with every day. I can't deal with the lack of professionalism, the fact that they're not open-minded, the fact that they're stuck in the past. And I could relate to that because I'm going through something similar with what I was working at. And I said, well, you know what? I'm a strong believer in that. You know, you give it a shot, give it a couple of months, give it a year. If it's not working out, it's time for you to move on. Time for change. So you need to think about, are you willing to give up this six-figure job and try something else where you may not be making the same amount of money? you know, we thought about it, I guess, and about maybe 2 or 3 days later, he called me and he said, you know what, so glad I spoke to you, kid. This is what I'm doing. I resigned today. And he threw me for such a loop. I'm like, you resigned from your job? Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, I resigned, and I'm going to pursue my dream, and he wants to write. And he's a good writer. But he, before he did that, like he said, and this is what's so important, you have to plan. You know, if you're going to resign from a job, do you have enough resources available that you can survive on? And that's what he's doing. And I admire him, and I think that is awesome to do. I think it's important that you need to be able to make sure you're working in a position that is fulfilling and challenging also and rewarding. You know, the whole point here is that life is too short to be stuck in a job or a career that is a dead end that's making you miserable across the board. So he made me start soul searching and start thinking as well. I'm like, wow, is this fulfilling for me? Do they appreciate my skill sets that I bring to the table? Are they interested in doing better and growing? And you look around and you really examine. And I decided, you know what, it's time for me to get into look for new opportunities myself. Because when I did an evaluation, I said, I'm looking for something that's fulfilling and meaningful, guys, where my skill sets are being used. So if you know of opportunities, keep me in mind. Do not forget. My style is I'm serious about education and making a difference in the lives of young people, especially students of color in higher education and closing that achievement gap that is there in higher education. You know, I like to make sure that if I'm in a classroom, in teaching, administration, whatever it is, that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. That we're providing these students, helping them learn and develop the knowledge, skills, and abilities that they need in the 21st century to go out, hit the ground running, and get a job. When we look at the statistics and the numbers of black young people who are unemployed, when we look at the numbers of people who have college degrees who are unemployed, you know, it's alarming. And I think it's important that as educators we understand that we're responsible for making sure that the students develop the knowledge, skills, and abilities they need to be able to, you know, to remain competitive to promotions and transfer. Now, granted, we all know we're going to deal with bigotry, racism, jealousy, unorganized people in the work environment. We all know that. But the key is making sure that you're putting your best foot forward when you're out there. Now, for me, guys, with me looking for new opportunities, my skill range vary from higher education, teaching and administration, curriculum policies, you name it, I do all of that, organization and management, from consulting, and I like environments that are cultures of inclusion, where all people are included and respected. You know, with a focus on equality, on treating employees fairly and equally across the board, with a strong leadership who understand and value, you know, if it's an education, the purpose of education. So I'm looking at opportunities either in consulting, business, being a director, executive director, vice president, or even at the president level. I've served in all those capacities. So here's something, keep me in mind. And it's important to know, guys, that career changes can be rewarding, especially so if you're realistic about pursuing them or pursuing a dream. You know, refuse to settle. One thing I do not do, I will not settle. I'll work hard, and I will give you the benefit of the doubt as long as I can possibly tolerate it. But then everybody has their breaking point where you get to the point where you're like, okay, they're not getting it, and I have to do what I need to do. It's okay to say that to yourself. But challenge yourself before you decide to make any career move. If you know that you don't have the knowledge, skills, and abilities that are required for the position you may want to go into, develop those skill sets. Go take a course, go back to school, finish a degree, get another degree. Get the training and prepare yourself And then once you have developed the KSAs that you need, then you make your move. You start planning to make a change. Don't just jump out there and leap. Don't fabricate embellishing your resume when you get into the position you can't do the job. So consider starting your own business. You know, by exploring and researching opportunities, put together a business plan. There's so many templates out there. And if you guys are interested in starting a business, or even especially a nonprofit, and you need help, call me. I specialize in doing that stuff. Setting up the businesses, getting them going. Focusing, being driven. You put together that business plan, and then and only then do you move forward. But you have to do your homework. You have to research and make sure that this is viable, this is doable, this is something that would work for you. You know, are there opportunities? And know that through hard work and perseverance and determination, you can be a success story. So set those standards high for yourself. Refuse to limit you. Don't allow yourself to say, okay, this is too difficult and too hard. If you get to that mode, put something down, take a break, pick it back up later or the next day. It's important to always remember that one size does not fit all. What works for one person may not work for you. What works for 10 people may not work for you. And that's okay. Just remember that change can be good for your mind, your body, and your soul. And it's possible that in 2016, this can be your year to embark on, you know, a new or a second career. Dare to be different and challenge yourself to reach for the stars. Professionally, that's what you want to do. You reach the top. Work hard to reach the top. Don't play games. Don't be nasty. Don't be rude. Don't be jealous. Don't do shyster things. Be true blue. You go further in life when you have more of a true blue approach as to being a cutthroat. I've worked in environments where the people, they were just so cutthroat until it was pathetic. And what made it so sad is that we all worked in the same for the same organization. But the cutthroat mentality, the crabs in the barrel mentality, just unbelievable. And you find out 9 times out of 10 that the people who participate in that behavior, the intellectual levels are really, they're limited. Trust me, they are limited. So think smart. Protect yourself, cover yourself, prepare yourself to reach the top professionally in 2016. That power to do so is within you. So let's go and look at socially. You know, here's the thing socially. I'm a strange creature habit. I do not, and my husband laughs at this all the time, I don't break bread with people who I don't like, who don't care for me, who are just nasty and rude and salty. I don't sit down at a table because to me, sitting down and breaking bread with someone means that I'm okay with you. And I don't mind eating my meal, sharing a table with you to eat my meal. I cannot do that with you if we are not on good terms. Now, the question is, oh, what if it's somebody you don't know and it's a business? That's different. But I'm saying as far as me knowing you, I can't sit down and be phony. Will not sit down with the racist, the phonies. I don't break bread with you. Simply stated, if you don't speak to me, you're negative, you're toxic. I can't be phony, and I'm not going to pretend for anyone for any reason. I don't do that. And this is when it comes to you realizing about being a genuine person and being true. Like the old saying goes, thine own self be true. I am. And it's important that you, in your social life, be able to make that distinction. And don't be afraid to say to someone, no, we're not going to do this. It's your life, again, through your eyes. I do not believe in doing the toxic people thing. I don't believe in doing that. I know some people who thrive. They get up and go to work every day. They thrive on negativity and being difficult and being nasty. They thrive on this stuff. And a colleague of mine said, you know why they do? Because they don't have a life outside of this job. I have a life outside of other stuff, and I'm busy. And I don't do that toxic, petty, negative people thing. I can't roll with you. My mindset will not even allow me to go down to that level. You need to be prepared socially to set high standards and expectations and have zero tolerance for people like that if you don't want them in your life. When you allow negative people who are really toxic to infiltrate your inner circle, all hell will break loose, rest assured. In some way, some shape, form, or fashion. It may not come right away, but sooner or later it surfaces. I keep them at bay. I don't do the negative thing. I don't do the unethical thing. I don't associate with people who have questionable integrity issues. I distance myself from them. In your personal, in your inner social circle, you know, if you're focused on reaching high ground, and a professor told me this years and years ago, and I never forgot it, you're trying to reach goals, and you're lifting yourself up, and you're hanging with a crowd of people who are just stagnated. They're not interested in going anywhere. They're content where they're at. This is good enough for me. I don't want any better in life. I'd rather just stay here. And if you're focusing on lifting yourself up to higher ground, and you see those people, that they may be an issue, those people I'm talking about within your inner circle, your friends, your colleagues, could be family. If they're stagnating your growth, it's time to have a come to Jesus with them. And what do I mean by a come to Jesus? I mean sit down, set the record straight, and just tell them, I am trying to reach higher ground. I'm trying to achieve this goal. I'm trying to do A, B, C, or D. You're holding me back. Can't deal with that negativity. And sometimes people don't even realize that they're holding you back. It's just like the example I gave you earlier where you know that you're trying to work on a business plan or a project and your friends are like, hey, come on, let's go hang out. Let's go hang and run the street. And you know that you have a deadline that you said that you want to accomplish this project or whatever it is you're working on by. And if they keep giving you a lot of grief about it, then you need to evaluate. It's just, let me give you a good example. Years ago when I was working on my degree, I remember a couple of my single female friends said to me, you're always in that house, in the books, in your office, researching and writing. You know, you're just doing this thing with your education thing. Oh, I've never been a street person. I've never been a clubber. I've never been a party person. It's never been me. And I remember a lot of them saying to me, you know, one of my friends said to me, those four walls can't hold you. They can't kiss you. They can't comfort you. And you're right. They were right. But I was on a mission to accomplish a goal, and I did it. The point that I'm making here, gang, is that when I look back at those same individuals who said to me then, you know, you need to come out and hang and let's go do this and let's go that way. That's not me. Those same individuals have not grown significantly. They're still doing the same things that they were doing for what's been almost 10 years. They haven't grown. Still stagnated. No growth. So sometimes you have to look at the people within your inner circle seriously and examine them. Look at them. And have they asked yourself if they've grown significantly over the past 5 years? Seriously, look at them. And if you, after you examine them, this is part of the come to Jesus, you realize if they haven't grown, they're still doing the same thing they were doing 5 years ago. They're still in the same situations they were in 5 years ago. They're not doing any better. They become content, complacent. They're like, okay, this is the best that it's going to be. They're not willing to try and reach higher ground, and you're trying to get to higher ground, then you need to have a contact come to Jesus with them and set the record straight and let them know that you're trying to achieve goals and that when they bring that negativity into your circle of whether they're giving you a hard time about, you know, achieving your goals because you're not doing what they want you to do, you may have to cut them loose, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. People think this is cruel, but it's not. After you have that come to Jesus with them, then you're probably going to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to remain a part of your inner circle. You know, and sometimes it's important to understand that you can't take everybody with you. The journey that you're on is not intended for everybody to come along with you. You may meet people and drop them off at point B, or drop people off at point C. The bottom line is, when it comes to social issues, and your social relationships. Don't allow people to stagnate your growth. Don't be afraid of severing ties with people who don't have your best interests at heart. The fair weather friends, the people who you think may be backstabbing friends, who who will give you a phony front to pretend that they're friends with you, but they have an underlying reason, ulterior motives. Cut them loose. And don't look back. Keep moving straight to the top. You will find people with whom you have much in common along your journey. And this is really true, and my husband laughs at me about this. When I'm done with you, I'm done. There's no coming back. The ties are severed. There's no looking back. I keep moving forward. And you have to be strong. And you have to remember that you're setting high standards and expectations for yourself. You don't look back, you don't go back, unless you absolutely, positively, unequivocally have to. But for me, I don't go back. Set yourself up, everyone, so that the people you surround yourself with in your personal, your inner circle, they're like-minded. They have goals. They're trying to achieve. They're trying to reach higher ground. They're trying to do significant things in their life. They're interested in having a dash that marks their life, rather, as being extraordinary. Extraordinary people do extraordinary things. Don't settle for mediocre or average, because you can have so much more and do better. You have to believe that. You have to remember that this is your journey that you're on, and you're trying to reach the top in 2016. And remember, Malcolm X used to say, by any means necessary, any legal means necessary. It's your life. And make 2016 the year of years where you can just say, wow, I soared. I achieved my goals. And, you know, you don't have to set 5 or 6 personal, professional, and social goals. It could be one goal in each category, one personal goal, one professional goal, one social goal. There's nothing wrong with that. The goal here, guys, the point that I want to make is that it's so important that you don't settle, that you see the value and worth that you have, that you can be the change that is needed in your life, because the power to make that change is within you. And it's important for you to see that, to understand it, and to realize it, and not to let anyone, any situation, you know, set you back. You can live with passion and purpose in 2016 as you work toward achieving your goals. And as you do, as you go through on this little journey that you're on in 2016, write chapter 2016 in the book of your life as extraordinary. Make this the most significant chapter you could possibly have, out of many, of course, because you have a lot of significant chapters. But you want 2016 to be a significant chapter in the book of your life. So in closing, guys, I'd like to say this to everyone. Set high standards and expectations for you in 2016. Don't lower them. It is okay to look at your personal, professional, social goals, activities. If you see that you need to move on, then don't be afraid to do that. But be prepared. Don't just jump up and leap. It's planning, careful thinking, organizing, being strategic, having plans in case something doesn't work out. So if you're looking at starting a business, you may want to start it slow, very, very slow. Don't go say, hey, Dr. C said go achieve your goals in 2016, so what the heck, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow and go start a business. Don't do that. Do not. It's planning. It's thinking. Putting your ducks in order. And knowing that when you step out there, being prepared. So like I said earlier, if you know you need knowledge, skills, and abilities to do something, obtain them first. Acquire them. And then you'll be ready to put yourself in a position to make a decision as to when and where and how you're going to make that transition. And when you make the transition, remember, it's all about thinking positive. You think, believe, practice, and practice positive thought processes in all that you do. You know, if you think about you positively, think positive rather about you personally. personally, your personal goals, from professional perspective, and socially, you're going to go places. It's all about your thought processes, where your mind is at. Don't settle. Don't let someone bring you down. Don't argue with them. Don't let them stress you out. Don't let them make your life, you know, miserable or uncomfortable. Always have enough good sense to know who you're dealing with. And as Maya Angelou always used to say, when people show you who they are, believe them. Trust me. So, at the end of each day, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. Before you go to bed, every evening, think positive thoughts about your journey, about the goals that you're trying to achieve. Plan, even if you have to write things down, put them in your little electronic devices, do it. But have a plan and be prepared. And remember, no matter what you do, where you go, or what you do, do not allow anyone to make you waver. Stand firm in your convictions. Be prepared to deal with it, because, you know, stuff is going to happen. But the most important thing that I want to leave you with is knowing that regardless of the situation, if you believe, if you think, if you practice, you speak and focus positive across the board, it'll make the difference. So believe with every fiber of your being that 2016 is going to be the year in which you accomplish great things. Know that the power is within. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for Complexity Talk Radio, Complexity Live with Dr. Donna Maria Colbreth. You may contact us at 866-829-0163. We are looking forward to your tuning in next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, remember, dare to be different and dream in color. For Complexity Talk Radio, Complexity Live, this is Heidi S. Montross signing off. Good night, everyone.